Good morning, and welcome to What Chases, What When. I'm Tobias, and I'm on air with my co-host, Jackson.
Hello, everyone.
We've got, continuing with our theme of John Coltrane and his great-grandnephew, something like that, Flying Lotus. We're going to be playing a solid chunk of two of their best albums of each of theirs.
Bold statement. Two of their best albums. Of their best, okay.
Two of their best,
okay.
Yeah. Not trying to start any fights this early in the morning. This is WMFO 91.5 Medford Freeform Radio, and we're going to start with Flying Lotus?
I think we're going to start with Love Supreme.
Okay, we're going to start with John Coltrane's 1962 record? 1965 record, Love Supreme. Enjoy.
supreme. Thank you.
You just heard
Acknowledgement
and Resolution, parts 1 and 2 of A Love Supreme.
And coming up next, we have the rest of A Love Supreme.
Pursuance and Psalm. Mm-hmm. You don't pronounce the P in that word, right?
I don't think you do. I think it's Psalm. Psalm, yeah. All right, enjoy.
And that was Love Supreme.
What a record.
What a record.
Really, really phenomenal.
Arguably his best work.
Arguably.
You could argue anything,
you could make a very compelling argument for that.
I don't know too.
If it's my personal favorite, but
definitely my favorite of his.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah.
Well, my favorite album of his, but his recording of In a Sentimental Mood will always.
Yeah.
That's like one of my favorite recordings of all time.
What record is that from?
It's the one he did with Duke Ellington.
Oh, yeah. Great record. I'm also really partial to Blue Train. I think Blue Train is really just like, it's early-ish, but it's just such a cohesive statement.
Mm-hmm.
And Moment's Notice is just probably my favorite Coltrane recording.
Wow, he has so many great recordings.
Oh my God. His record with Thelonious Monk is also really
Yeah, really and then incredible. You can't forget Giant Steps.
No, you really can't.
Wow, what a guy.
What a guy. All right. It's time for a PSA. Go green with rechargeable batteries. If you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries plus a charger don't cost very much to begin with anymore, and isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? A message from all your green friends here at WMFO Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
Amazing.
All right, coming up next, we're going to play the first 20 minutes of the record You're Dead by Flying Lotus.
Tell us about this album, Tobias.
Well, Flying Lotus is, first, Alice Coltrane's, who's John Coltrane's widow, her great-grandnephew. She was his great-aunt.
Great-aunt,
I think.
What is a grand-nephew? Or is it just great-nephew?
That feels like a qualifier. I don't know. Either way.
They were related.
I think...
Distantly.
She was the sister of his grandmother, is what I'm trying to say, or grandfather.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
And he started out as just sort of like IDM hip-hop producer in the early 2000s, but then very quickly started incorporating like psychedelic sounds and a lot of jazz sounds into his music and a lot of stuff that's inspired by Alice Coltrane and John as well. And this record is his last one. Most recent one, and it's sort of a culmination of the trajectory I think he had throughout the whole like 2005 to 2013, where he was moving closer and closer to jazz and like still using his own vision but also bringing in like Thundercat, who's a phenomenal bassist, and bringing in all these people. Kamasi Washington plays on this record, Herbie Hancock plays in a couple tunes.
Ooh.
And so it's a Flying Lotus record, but it's also really just like it sounds like a bunch of phenomenal musicians in a room, and the energy is really carrying us forward, but all while remaining in that sort of like electronic hip hop beat realm. Really remarkable stuff. So we're gonna play 20 minutes of that.
We're starting off with Theme from You're Dead by Flying Lotus.
Thank you. my nerve that I just persevered. The big thought of falling off disappeared to my fate. They say their head is real. Analyze my demise, I say I'm super anxious. Recognize I deprive this feeling, then embrace it. Vandalizing these walls only if they can talk. Conversations on contemplate to my dark thoughts. Looking down on my soul now. Tell me I'm in control now. Tell me I can live long and I can live wrong and I can live right and I can sing song and I can unite with you that I love, you that I like. Look at my life and tell me I fight. Is that final destination? Is that fonts of information? Is that fonts of inspiration? Is that crack the installation? Is that quantum dropping that fist pumping that bomb detonation? Please don't bomb my nation. And bomb me flew away and I got my control and I'm here. You gon' hate me when I'm gone. Ain't no blood pumping, no fear. I got hope inside of my bone. Is that life beyond your own life? This ain't physical for mankind. This that out of body experience. No coincidence, you been dying. Bitch, you're dead.
Thank you. then had mine. Hold my hand, laying in the bed. Family crying, they think he dead. No jokes, no hoax. Don't just call me up, no hoax. Could've been a drink, it might have been a smoke. And out of all that, he was considered dumb. And now I'm left to keep you strong. And I kept you flying moments in my step two. UK bugs trying to get you. I was live when I met you. Now this seems to upset you. This bullshit gon' get you. Yeah.